Hi, this is Ian. This is a test post using Audio Boo on my Android phone. I'm just going to read out one of the posts I've done on my blog today. It's called Debbie Keane's Where Are You? It is now over 20 years since I met you and since it was my turn to write. I have never forgotten your hospitality, but above all your friendship and companionship. To my everlasting shame, I still owe you both money for your phone bill and return hospitality when you and yours visit the UK. I have never forgotten my debt to you, and have always imagined, should I have won the lottery, that I would hire a private investigator to track you down, so that I could apologise and make amends. Well, today I discovered the letter you sent me, when I had first become engaged to Fran and was living in our little flat. I had always intended to reply, always wanted to reply, but shortly after receiving the letter, we moved home, and until today both the letter and your address were lost. Then today, amongst an old box of photographs, there was your letter. The photographs were not even mine. In the move, your letter must have gotten stuffed into a box of Fran's belongings. I still feel so badly about having lost touch that I hesitated to read it, but Fran, impulsive as ever, read it aloud to me. For a few minutes, I was no longer detained in Kent miserable. I was once again the hot-headed, foolish idealist that became your fellow traveller. I was no longer old and jaded, disillusioned and tired. I was a me I had long forgotten. The warmth that you showed me, and your hopes for your future, are evidenced in the letter, and I hope that I'll manage to somehow track you down, that I'll be able to hand it over for you to read and to remember. You are a wise and good friend, a true mate, and I hope that life has treated you as well as you deserved. I know you'll probably never read this, but I will now do what I can to hunt you down, and should I fail, this post and this page will stand testament to the fact that my debt is not forgotten. I came to travel through a desert, but my predominant memory of those 2 months is riding those tandems we rented with Mike and Catherine on that day in King's Park. I don't think that there have been many happier days in my life.